Final girls are an iconic symbol of the horror genre, with strong, kick-ass female characters like Scream's Sydney Prescott and Halloween's Laurie Strode. But for much of early horror, from the 1890s to the 1950s, a woman's role was often playing the helpless victim. Griffith University senior lecturer, Dr. Amanda Howe, says women's roles as one-note victims are a far cry from the complex protagonists of today.
You think of a protagonist as someone who is a complex character, a character who has an arc, who actively participates with the shape that's taken by a narrative. And I would say that in many cases, in the very earliest forms of horror that we see on screen, that you might not actually call a lot of the female characters protagonists in those terms.
By the 1960s, there was an increase in women's characters being fully fleshed out, even if they remained the victim. One iconic example being Rosemary from the 1968 classic Rosemary's Baby.
She's clearly a victim, and yet she's also a very complex character, and the film itself, I would say, is very much really a feminist film. It engages with her experience of motherhood, her experience of pregnancy, her experience of impending motherhood, and her disempowerment in all these different ways.
In the 1970s, female characters really started to resemble the empowered women we see on the big screen today. And so was birthed the final girl, who fights back and narrowly escapes the monster. But in some cases, our heroic female protagonists become the monster.
We look at the Alien series. We see over time this kind of change from the final girl victim to hero to monster. And nowadays, all of these roles are being played by female characters, and they're all protagonists. They're all complex and they're all important.
Despite the negative connotations of the term monster, these characters are no less sympathetic. Their monstrousness stems from and reflects the real-world complexity of women and their fears in a society that oppresses them. For this reason, filmmaker and lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland, Katherine Putnam, believes horror is the perfect vessel for telling women's stories.
When we look at so many levels of things that we should be afraid of in our surroundings, we are so vulnerable, and that doesn't surprise me that horror is a great place to explore female fear, but also not just the female fear, but also the female empowerment that comes to facing those fears.
Katherine Putnam's short film Stray follows a housewife named Bonnie and the monstrous way she reclaims her power.
She is obviously possessed by her cat. But the cat is really a metaphor, right? It's a metaphor for her independence in an era that obviously is a period film. After World War II, that wasn't the case. So when the men go away, you know, to the war, you know, she was able to reclaim her independence, reclaim her instincts, reclaim her individuality.
From the 1890s to the modern day, female roles in horror have undergone significant and important changes. These characters are no longer just victims, but are now complex individuals that reflect real women and the real struggles they face.